Today I have a guest. It's Kate from Canada and she's the Daily Tarot Girl. Kate is an intuitive tarot card reader and tarot teacher. She's a writer and dancer and she adores tarot, oracle cards and all things metaphysical. We talk about the reason why she started reading tarot, how she started learning tarot, what tarot is to her, tarot and goal setting and no goals in a reading and many, many other things. I hope you enjoy the show. Have fun! Wenn dich Tarot interessiert, du aber bis jetzt keinen Zugang zu den Karten gefunden hast, dann bist du hier richtig. Ich bin Ivana und hier findest du meine Tipps und Erfahrungen, damit du eine tiefe Verbindung zu den Karten und zu dir selbst aufbauen kannst. Hello and welcome to a new edition of the Tarot Talk. Today I have a guest from Canada. It's Kate from Daily Tarot Girl. And so it's the second time I will have a English-speaking guest, so don't be surprised. This time it's in English. Very, very welcome, Kate. I'm really pleased and honored to have you in my show. And you are, yeah, some kind of colleague. You are an intuitive, a tarot card reader, a tarot teacher, writer, and dancer. And you use tarot for personal growth and also to connect with the soul, with the divine, with the subconscious. But maybe you would like to introduce yourself and tell a little bit more about yourself to the listeners and to the viewers.
Well, thank you so much for the lovely introduction. So I think you said everything perfectly. I don't think I have anything to add. I've been reading tarot for, I want to say, like almost 20 years now, I think. Yeah, 17, 18, 19 years, somewhere around there. I'm not keeping track. So I've been reading a little while, and tarot is just something I'm so passionate about. I just find it endlessly fascinating. I always say it's kind of like an onion. Like there's so many layers. Like once you learn one thing, then you realize there's like, you know, 100 more things you need to learn about tarot. Like there's just so many layers to tarot, which is why I think I'm still intrigued by it after all these years.
When did you, oh, why have you started with tarot? What was the one thing which, where you thought, okay, this is something fascinating and I will go deeper?
Yeah, I think it was a time in my life where I was like, sort of, in a little bit of a crisis point with my job, and I didn't know what I was going to do. And I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life and what I wanted to do for a career. And I had a couple of friends that were just starting to get into tarot, and they're always talking about tarot. And I thought, ooh, tarot, that sounds like super mysterious and mystical. And tarot was something that I'd always kind of knew was there, but I just didn't really know. I didn't know that it was something that you could just learn. I didn't know that you could just get your own deck off the internet and then like get a book and learn it. I thought it was just one of these mysterious things that you had to be born knowing how to do, or you had to have a family member who would like show you how to do it or something. And I think I thought you had to be really psychic to read tarot. I didn't know that like anyone can learn it. And so yeah, it just kind of intrigued me. I think the mysteriousness of it, and then this whole idea of like giving people readings and sitting down with someone and having them ask you deep questions about their life and then drawing the cards. And I just thought, what a really neat way to connect with another person. Because I've always kind of found small talk to be kind of tiresome. But I'm a social person. I like talking to people, but I don't love the small talk. And so I thought, oh, this is a really neat way to have a conversation with someone that's not small talk. And there's kind of this like mysterious, kind of like mystical element to it. So I think that's what initially kind of drew me to tarot. And then I also think I thought, you know, wow, imagine learning tarot and being able to read tarot. I would seem like such a interesting, mysterious person if I learned this skill. So that was probably another like reason I was drawn to tarot.
You said many people think that you have to be born to be into tarot, or you have to be psychic to be into tarot. How did you start learning tarot?
Yeah, so I just got a deck and I got a couple of books online. One book, I won't say the name of it because I really hated it. It was like a book that was really highly recommended. I didn't like it. It was very, very esoteric and the print was really small and it just was like really confusing. And then I got another book that I really liked called it was by Michelle Morgan. And it's called, I want to say, not the Magic of Tarot. It's on my website. I can't recall the exact name. Michelle Morgan is the author, and the word magic is in the title. Anyways, it was such a great book, and it was just little. It was a small book. It was easy to understand, and it just kind of gave you some of the basics. And so that's kind of how I started learning tarot. I just started reading, books about tarot and practicing, just playing with my cards. And then I had a couple friends that were also learning, so we would do, practice readings on each other. So that's kind of how I first started learning.
Yeah, I think it's really important to have a group where you can practice instead of sitting in the closet and being just on your own and not having the exchange about the cards and the different interpretations and stuff like that. But you said you started almost 20 years ago, where this in these times the internet was not so common and tarot trainings and stuff like that were not so popular like today. But today you do also trainings, and I really like your down-to-earth approach, which is quite similar to my approach. And this is why I found you, or how I found you, because I was looking for people who have a similar approach. But maybe you can explain how you see the cards and what the cards are for you. What is tarot for you?
Yeah, I'm glad that you like my reading style because yeah, I do kind of have more of a down-to-earth reading style. And I think for me, tarot, I mean, if you look at a tarot deck and you look at all the cards, all the different cards just depict different like life situations and life scenes, whether they're emotions, people, problems, situations. And then the major arcana cards have this very like archetypal energy. And so I think that within every tarot card, it shows either an aspect of ourselves, so who we are, like an aspect of your personality or who you are, or an aspect of the soul, as well as all the different like experiences and things that we go through over the course of a lifetime. So I think that we can really like connect on a personal level with a tarot deck that way by looking at each card and seeing a part of ourselves or a part of our life experience reflected in that. But to answer your question, what is tarot to me? I also think that tarot, like when I sit down with my deck and I'm just doing a reading for myself and I'm pulling a few cards, oftentimes it feels like I'm having a conversation with either, I don't know if it's like the universe, my higher self, my soul, spirit guides, but it feels like I'm having a conversation with something bigger than myself, wiser than myself. And it's so rewarding to have like your own experiences and thoughts kind of confirmed by the cards when you're doing a reading. So I love that aspect of tarot, but I also love using tarot just to get like fresh ideas. So I'll often use the cards just for like creative ideas or inspiration. And so they've been really valuable to me in that sense. Yeah.
That sounds really interesting. Can you give an example how you use tarot cards for creative processes or for planning?
Yeah. So if I'm say creating a new tarot course and I'm kind of stuck and I'm like, I don't know what to focus on in this course, or I'm just not feeling inspired right now. So I'll ask my cards, what do I need to do differently? Or what do I need to focus on when I'm teaching this class? And I'll draw like a one or two cards. I'm a big fan of only drawing like one or two cards. I don't often do like big elaborate spreads. So I'll draw like a couple cards and then I'll just sit with the cards. And sometimes I'll kind of like have an imaginary like conversation with the cards. I'll look at the symbols on the cards and all of that. And from that, it will trigger some new ideas for me and new ways of seeing the situation. And I'll usually get kind of unstuck and I'll get like a whole bunch of new ideas of where to take the project.
That sounds cool. You said you don't do some of these big spreads. Do you use the Celtic cross, which is one of the most famous, most popular spreads? But to be honest, I don't use it that much. What
Yeah,
about
no,
you?
I haven't used the Celtic cross spread forever. Not for a long time. I have my favorite like big spread is just a nine card spread that's like a rectangle. So it's like three cards on the top, three in the middle, three in the bottom. And I will design different variations of that spread. Usually the middle card is like the focus card. What should you be focusing on? And the beginning, the last card are like the opening and the closing messages. And then I kind of fill in the other card positions with different things. And I'll kind of tweak that spread a little bit depending on what I'm reading about, who I'm reading for. But that's just a spread I kind of created. And I love using that spread. I've used the Celtic cross spread a lot when I was learning tarot. That was kind of the only spread I used. That and the past, present, future spread. Those are like the two spreads I used. But at a certain point, I started to find the Celtic cross spread just didn't really work well for me. There's something about the shape that's weird to me. I don't know. It's not my favorite spread.
Do you have a daily practice with tarot, which you do almost every day, or do you use the tarot cards just when needed?
Yeah, I just use it when needed. I know when I first discovered tarot and I was really into it, I did have a daily practice and I would draw a card each day and I'd journal about it. A really fun thing that I had a lot of fun with was at the beginning of the day, I would draw a card. And then at the end of the day, I would have a look at that card and see like where, how that card and the theme of that card showed up throughout my day. And that's really fun to do. But now I just use the cards when I need some new ideas or some inspiration. Like when I'm reading for myself, I don't read that often. I find the longer I've been into tarot, the less often I read, and I find that then the readings that I do have more, they pack more of a punch when I only read once in a while than if I'm reading all the time. But I think having a daily, and you're probably thinking, well, like, why are you called the daily tarot girl then? But yeah, having a daily practice is really powerful, I think, especially when you're new to tarot and you want to get to know all the cards. What about you? How often do you like to read?
Well, it really depends. When I have a new deck, I usually to get to become more comfortable with the deck, I use it more or less every day, and to get to the deck to know it. Okay, my English.
Right.
I hope you understand
Yeah.
what I mean.
Yes. Yeah.
So when I have a new deck, I work with it almost daily. I draw one card or three cards. What to start, what to stop, what to continue. This is one of my favorite spreads with three cards. And just also, I do it. I do the whole deck with the three cards. So I draw quite fast, three cards and have a look, what story do the cards tell me and stuff like that, just to get a little bit comfortable with the deck. So
Right.
when I get a new deck, I usually work quite a lot of it and also on a daily basis. But with the common decks, it really depends. Usually at the beginning of a week or a month, just a little bit for planning, or when I plan a new project, or when I have a question quite similar as you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah, tarot decks, new tarot decks. Well, I'm a pretty collector of decks. I don't know. What about you?
Yeah, I have a lot of decks, and I actually just did a big cull of my tarot collection. I went through them like, okay, there's de there. I have a lot of decks that I don't love, and then decks that I just never use, and decks that I do love, but I just never use, and I want someone to enjoy them. So I went through all my decks, and the decks that I didn't love, I just donated. Well, I asked any of my friends, do you want these decks? And I don't really have a lot of friends that are really into tarot, so I donated some decks, and then I gifted quite a few decks away. So I kind of cut my tarot collect deck collection. I don't think I cut it in half, but it almost. I got rid of a lot of decks. But yes, I do collect collect tarot decks. I have very many of them, and it's funny because even though I have a lot of decks, I find there's always like two or three that are like in the regular rotation that I always kind of gravitate to. And I think, oh, I have all these decks. I could like read with a different deck every day of the week. But I have my like favorite kind of go-to decks that I just keep going back to again and again because they just feel so comfortable to me.
Absolutely. Which are these decks?
Well, actually, I really like this new deck I got. I've been using this a ton, Cosmic Wisdom Tarot, by Etheny. And James Fenner is the artist. I'm really liking this deck a lot. I like the Everyday Witch Tarot. The Lightseers Tarot is a great one. This Might Hurt Tarot. The Modern Witch Tarot is a fun one. And the Dark Mansion Tarot, Slavic Legends Tarot. Those are just a few. But the ones I use the most often, probably Lightseers and Everyday Witch. Those ones are definitely in the rotation.
Yeah, you named absolutely some of my favorites too.
Yeah.
And I discovered just a couple of weeks ago, which it is it's called Witch's Garden Tarot. Which is quite close to the Rider-Waite-Smith. And it looks like that. This is, for example, the
Oh
Temperance.
yeah, that's a nice one. Yeah, I've seen images of that one
And
online. It's really
it's
beautiful.
lot with fairies, like this one. It's
Nice.
the Six of Cups. And this is the Fool, one of my favorite cards. It reminds me a little bit of Legolas of the Lord of the
Oh
Rings.
right,
Yeah,
yeah.
so I really like this. This is to become also, I think, one of my favorites. But the Everyday Witch Tarot, the Lightseers Tarot, the Dark Mansion, the Slavic Legends. Yeah, I love them.
Yeah.
And I also have some decks which I really love, like the Shadowscape Tarot. I'm just looking
That's a beautiful
at my
one, yeah.
bookshelf to get the name. But this deck has, in my opinion, so many details you can get lost. And these decks I really prefer to use for meditations, but not for a reading.
Right.
Do you have also special decks you use for special occasions? Or just for meditations, some for meditation, some for reading, some just to focus on to be a reminder for a certain thing?
Not, I mean, sort of like I like what you said about, the Shadowscapes is so detailed that it's a great deck to kind of really sit with, but for everyday readings, it's a bit much for you. I have quite a few decks like that that are very elaborate. Like the artwork is very detailed, and it is really fun to just like explore the cards, but like in a reading setting, it's a lot, right? So it's not necessarily your everyday kind of deck. I have some themed decks. So I have like some Halloween, a couple Halloween decks, which is fun to use around Halloween. I have some like goddess decks and things like that. So like if you're in a particular mood, it's nice to have, a deck like that to read with, I guess. But I find most of the time I just reach for my like standard my everyday decks, like my Everyday Witch or Lightseers. I tend to reach for those again and again.
You didn't mention the Rider-Waite-Smith deck. Do you also work with this deck, or is it just, okay, it's a standard deck, everybody got it, but it's not my cup of tea.
I have that deck and I do use it. I like that deck. It's not my favorite deck. I always recommend people get that deck though if they're learning. Like that's a really good deck to learn with, because I think once you learn the Rider-Waite deck, then you can read with a bunch of other decks. But I think it's important to, because that's such a like iconic classic deck, I think it's so important to be really familiar with the imagery and the symbols on that deck. So I do like that deck actually. And I feel like when I first started tarot, I hated that deck. I didn't think it was pretty enough. I thought it was boring. I didn't like the colors. The people all looked weird. I don't know. I wasn't into it at all. But I've come to have more of an appreciation for that deck as time has gone by. So I actually do like the Rider-Waite deck now. But when I first started, I was like, oh, this is like such a, it's an ugly deck. I just like wasn't into it.
Do you only use tarot decks, or do you use also other decks like Oracle cards or the Lenormand deck, or any other like I don't know what they are called in English. It's traditional fortune telling decks or gypsy decks or stuff like that.
Yeah, I have a variety of different card decks. I never learned how to read Lenormand. I have a couple decks, and everyone tells me it's super easy to learn. So like maybe later down the road I will learn that. I have plenty of Oracle card decks, and I used to read with Tarot and Oracle like about 50-50. But over the years I just really have gravitated more to Tarot now. I find I get more out of a tarot reading than an oracle card reading. I'm not exactly sure why, but I rarely reach for my oracle decks now, and I have lots of beautiful oracle decks. I still love oracle decks, but I find I always gravitate now towards tarot. And I think part of it was like, because tarot is such a it's a bigger thing to learn. It's harder to learn tarot than to just read with an oracle deck. And so for many years, I just sometimes felt like an oracle deck was easier than reading with tarot. But now that I really know the tarot well, I find it's actually easier for me than an oracle deck.
Some people also mix tarot decks and oracle decks. Well, so do I. For example, for clarifying or just to sum up the reading, just draw the card of a special deck. Do you do this also?
No, I used to do that a little bit. I used to do like an oracle card at the end of a tarot reading, kind of as a way to sort of wrap the reading up, which I think is a nice way to incorporate oracle into tarot. I don't do that now, and the thought of it kind of overwhelms me. Like the thought of doing oracle cards alongside tarot in a reading to me feels like trying to speak two different languages at the same time. I don't know. I just like it's just easier for me to just do tarot. Like that's just way easier. So I don't think I'm gonna be mixing them like that anytime soon. But I think I like the idea of it. Like it sounds fun. It seems fun. I've had readings from people where they kind of do both, and it works. It's nice. It's nice to have that variety. But I don't. I get easily confused and overwhelmed myself as a reader.
Okay. You said you don't have a everyday practice for yourself, but and you said also that you use the tarot cards for creativity or for planning things. Are there other areas where you use tarot in your daily life or in your business?
I don't think so. No, I do like using, I don't think I talked about using them for planning. So how I love to use tarot for planning ahead is I'll set a goal And if there's like a project I want to work on, or I have some sort of goal or something that I want to achieve or manifest or whatever, I'll set that goal and then I'll ask the cards, like, what's going to help me achieve this goal? Or yeah, like what's going to help me? And I'll draw one or two cards and then I'll do a little journal about it. And then from that, I'll make a plan of how I'm gonna achieve that goal. So for example, if I set the goal to I want to start exercising 4 days a week. And then I'll ask my tarot cards, like, okay, what's going to help me do this? And maybe I get Three of Cups, which is all about like celebration, socializing, and fun. So I'm like, okay, if I make my workouts social or make them fun, that's going to help me do them. And it's like, how can I make my working out 4 days a week feel fun? How can I make this fun and interesting and maybe social? And then from there, I'll like kind of do a little bit of a plan. So I like using the cards kind of that way.
Okay. And are there any areas where you don't use the cards for, or you don't them, or some no-goes in your readings?
Yeah, I don't like using the cards to make decisions. And I know there's lots of readers who will do that. Like they'll ask yes, no questions for their cards or whatever. I don't like using the cards to make decisions. I just like to make my decisions on my own. If I'm struggling with a decision, maybe I'll do a reading just to like explore a topic or something. But I find that the longer I'm into tarot, the less I use it for that kind of stuff. I really don't like using it for making decisions. And I almost feel like my cards kind of, when I, in the past, when I have used it for decision making and asking my deck, you know, should I do this or should I do that? I felt like the cards would sometimes either steer me wrong or like I would misinterpret them. So I just found it unhelpful. But they never steer me wrong when I'm using them for like ideas and creativity and stuff like that. But when it comes to decision making, I just like to do that kind of on my own. And then if I'm feeling really emotional about something, I don't like to do a reading because I'm not going to be able to be objective. I might do a reading on like how I can calm myself down. And if I'm having trouble making a decision, I might do a reading on like how can I get to a place where I'm confident in making a decision. So I'm not actually reading about like the thing I'm struggling with, but I'm reading about like how can I connect to my like inner wise person and really get grounded so that I can figure things out. And I find the cards really, really helpful with that. I think the cards don't really, I don't think tarot is great at like telling us what to do, but it's really good at like telling you how to connect with that inner wisdom and really find your inner power. And I think tarot is good at that, more so than like telling you what to do and what kinds of decisions to make. Yeah, so I don't like reading when I'm overly emotional. And I don't like doing readings for people if I can tell that they're like, if their questions seem like they're putting too much importance on the reading. Like, I'm trying to think of an example of this, but like, well, let's say, for example, someone contacts you for a reading and they're trying to decide whether or not to break up with their partner. And you can tell that they're in a bad place and they're just like really stressed about it. And th that idea of like the reading being the thing that's going to make them decide what to do just stresses me out as a reader. I don't like doing those kinds of readings. Yeah.
So, how do you deal with that kind of person? What do you tell them?
Yeah. Well, the readings that when I do offer readings, I usually offer like a specific type of reading. So right now I'm offering summer readings. So it's like a specific spread and it's called like a summer check-in reading. So it's a to check in to see kind of where you're at, what you need to focus on, what you need to let go of, where to put your energy, what's going to be most helpful for you, et cetera, et cetera. And people can ask me specific questions, and I'll kind of like fit that into the reading. And I find when I offer those like specific types of readings, it does eliminate a lot of those like stressful questions. When I used to offer tarot readings all the time, like right now I just offer them a couple times a year. But when I used to be open for business all year round, you would get people who would contact you for a reading and they were in this like kind of a crisis state and they were really stressed about something and they wanted a reading about something. And oftentimes it had to do around, making a decision, like a big life decision. And those readings just really stressed me out. So your question was like, well, how do you deal with that if someone like asks you a question like that? So I used to refuse to, if it was a really stressful question, I'd be like, I don't want to read on this. It's too stressful. Let's pick another question. I don't do that anymore. I just see when people come with a question like that, that just tells me kind of where they're at right now, what they're struggling with. And then I try to get calm. I go, okay, let's shuffle the cards and let's just see what comes up because the tarot cards, they may not answer your questions in a really clear way, but they'll tell you what you need to know, what you need to hear in this moment, like what's going to be most helpful to you. And they may not give you an answer. The reading might be kind of vague and mysterious, but if it is, that's what you need to hear in this moment. And so I'll just kind of explain that. I'll say like, let's just see what the tarot has to say about this situation you're in. Let's just see and usually what the tarot does say is it usually encourages people and it tells them what their strengths are, how they can get calm, how they can tap into their strengths. And so from there, that kind of puts them in a better place to then move forward and make some sort of decision or deal with whatever crisis is happening for them. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. I can fully understand all these questions, which really, should I do this or should I do that? Should I break up or should I quit or should I move to another city, another country or something like that? This is really so, ooh, yeah. This is really stressful. I can fully understand that. And I also think it's better to formulate the question in another way so that it's empowering. What should I do to get more clarity or to find the inner strength? Or what do I really want? What do I really want? And not my parents, my friends, and all the other people. Because if you plan to change your life, doesn't matter in which direction, everybody has an opinion and everybody tells you what to do. And then the people usually are confused and don't know what they really want. And I think tarot is also a good way to find out what you really want. It's a kind of mirror, usually. This is my opinion and also my experience. They show you the mirror and okay, yes, I know. I didn't want to see it. I didn't want to hear that. But yes, I know you're right, and I have to connect with my inner self or with my soul or whatever you call that, and to get clear what I really want.
Yeah,
So this is, yeah, how I usually use to also for empowering or, yeah, to get clear what the people really want and what their higher self or their soul wants. And
Right.
to see, usually they know what they want, but they sometimes don't have the courage to do the next step or to say, yes, this is what I really want. And I
Right,
don't care
right.
what all the other guys are thinking about that.
Exactly. Yeah.
So it's really that encouraging then. Yeah. Another question. I think, well, I'm not sure, but this is just my idea, my fantasy. You have not you haven't been a tarot reader for the whole of your life. What makes the work with the cards so special to you to compare it to another job?
Oh, I love that question. There's something special about doing a tarot reading because I feel like when I sit down with my cards to give someone a reading, I feel like I drop into a different kind of zone. And to me, it just feels like having like a nice, deep conversation with someone's soul, with someone's spirit. And so prior to doing tarot readings, I'd worked with the public in a variety of ways, as a waitress, as a bank teller, on reception, in a gym. And I started to think, oh, I think I hate people. I think I hate working with the public. And then I realized when I transitioned from working with people in like a customer service kind of capacity to being, I started to work as a personal trainer and a fitness instructor, a yoga teacher. And I really liked doing that. And because I was often working with people one-on-one, and or if I was teaching a class, you'd be working with a group for about an hour. And I found that I actually really loved working with people in that capacity for like a longer period of time in a more intense way. I just hated working with people in a customer service kind of capacity. And so then I went from, doing fitness training to tarot reading. And even though those two things sound totally different, they actually were similar in a lot of ways. Because when you're taking someone through a workout, what would happen often is people would they'd start to relax and they'd be moving their bodies and energy would be moving and it would bring emotions up, it would bring things up. And so people would talk a lot and they would like get a lot off their chest and they talk to you and sometimes people would ask for ideas and advice on like life issues and stuff. And I really liked that. I loved like engaging with people in that way. And so then when I transitioned into doing tarot reading, it actually wasn't that big of a leap, even though they sound like two totally different things. And so I think that's what makes tarot reading so special, as opposed to other jobs, is it allows you to connect with someone on like more of a soul level or more of like a deeper level. Yeah, I feel like I should say more about that, but I think that's what for me what makes it really special.
And what was the reaction of your friends and family when you said, okay, I don't do all these jobs which you mentioned before, and I do tarot readings and also in the future tarot teachings? What was the
Yeah.
reaction?
I mean, it was also gradual. It wasn't like I was like, one day I'm doing this and then now I'm suddenly doing just tarot reading. It was like super gradual. So like I did tarot as a hobby for a very long time, kind of as a side gig here and there. And their reaction, I don't think anyone really had a reaction. They're just like, oh, that's cool. I think I'm just really lucky to have laid back friends and family. They're just like, oh, that's interesting. That's kind of neat.
Oh, that's
I
great.
always wonder though, like if my family is embarrassed about, not embarrassed, but like when they're at, dinner parties and people are talking about what their kids do and other people's kids are, surgeons and lawyers and I do tarot. But that's fine. It's definitely like not an impressive job, but it's a weird job. It's a weird career, right? Which is perfect. That suits me perfectly.
Yeah, I know. Well, I have a law degree and I worked a long time in HR, and then I quit, and yeah, here I am.
So
So
what,
it's
so I'm curious to hear from you about like what that was like going from working in law, working in HR, and now you're doing like this kind of stuff.
well, I quit because, well, I had some health issues and it was quite close to a burnout, so I quit. And I did very different things. I was some kind of a travel blogger, but this didn't fill my fridge. So it was cool to be traveling and to be invited on different tours, but no money. And also, I finished NLP, neuro-linguistic programming coach training. So I had a basis for coaching, and I started with that. And at the same time, I did some technical stuff and web design because my first website went online on 2000 in 2001. So I had quite a long experience with all the technical stuff. So I tried quite a lot. And then I came back to my roots because I had also a website which was called Bergzauberin, the witch on the mountain, because I was living quite close to the Alps. So yeah, Alps and witchy stuff.
I like that name, the Witch on the Mountain.
And yeah, I returned with Tarot, I returned back to the roots. And I also tried to mix it also with the eight feasts, like summer solstice, winter solstice, and stuff like that, the Celtic wheel of the year and things like that. So it was not that yeah, it was some kind of crazy, and but I've tried a lot, and my parents were used to, okay, she's trying this and that and doing this, but if she's happy, okay, that's okay, that's fine. And my husband was also more or less the same. He said, okay, as long as you're happy and not always angry and fed up with all this office. So as long as you're happy, I'm happy too. So yeah, I tried a lot, and I think this is also important to try a lot, because if you don't try, you never know if it's the right path for you or not. So you just have your thoughts and your imagination, and sometimes you think, well, I should have had tried this or that, maybe this would have been the one thing which made me happy. And I don't want to have these sort of thoughts. So this is why I've tried a lot and why I try to follow my way. And Tarot is a big part of that. I started with Tarot, it was in my 20s when I started at university. But in the beginning, it seemed to be too complicated for me. Every card has this and this and this and this meaning. And I read also many books, and one author said this, the other said that, and it was quite confusing. And it took me quite a long to get the mixture of this theoretical approach and the intuitive approach. And this was the game changer for me. It just to have a look on the pictures, to not always to try to remember, okay, what is the meaning of this symbol? What is the meaning of this card? And what is this meaning of that card? And blah, 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 all this stuff. But just to dive into the card and listen what's coming up.
And I think that was kind of a breakthrough for me too. Like when I said to you, I first started with this one book that I didn't like. It was very much like focused on like memorize the meanings of the cards and all that. And then the other book that really was a breakthrough for me, I think it's called A Magical Course in Tarot by Michelle Morgan. That's the name of it that I was trying to remember earlier. It's really emphasized like sort of more of the intuitive aspect. And then, and that for me, like reading a card intuitively is a more freer, kind of flexible way of reading tarot. And I think that really appealed to me. It wasn't this like rigid thing. So for me, that also was a breakthrough. And I think when you read intuitively, You're able to really connect with the cards in a different way than if you're just memorizing the meanings and focusing on that. So I think it does kind of force you to connect with the cards in a different way, which feels exciting.
Absolutely. And also sometimes you get a certain card, let's say the star, which is quite a positive card on a negative position. So what should I stop to do or something like that, which is not quite negative, but then if you have only all these meanings which you have memorized and you can't get the connection between the card and the question and all these meanings, so you get stuck and you get confused and what the hell should I do? And but if you have an intuitive connection to the card, it's easier to get the connection between all these parts, I think. And this is also why I think that it's quite important to work with different decks, because all these decks have the same essence of the meaning, I think, but various interpretation. And I think all these various aspects can help you to see the different layers of the card. Earlier you mentioned that tarot is like an onion. And I think also each card is like an onion. And if you have various interpretations of the same card, you see maybe one aspect in the, let's say, Everyday Witch deck, and then you see all this, also this aspect in another deck, because you remember, okay, this was what I saw in that card, and hey, here is also some kind of anchor in that card, and this is the same meaning, even if I haven't seen that before. Does it make sense?
That totally makes sense. I love what you said about each card being like an onion. Because there are different layers to every card. And if you can see the cards like that, I always like to say, like, think of the cards as like people. Like, a person isn't just a one-dimensional thing. They have like a dynamic sort of personality. There's many layers to them. There's different aspects to who they are. And they change depending on their environment and the situation and what they're doing. And so if we think of the cards as just these static things, it becomes really challenging to read them in different scenarios. But if you think of a card as like a person who's ever changing and isn't always the same, then it becomes a little bit easier to read in different scenarios.
What I usually like to do from time to time is also just grab several decks and have a look on, let's say, the Fool or the Magician or the Seven of Swords, and to lay them in front of me and to see where are the differences, where are the similarities, and to make a deep dive then in this card, to get to know all the aspects of the card, or a new view on the card.
It's always interesting to see how different artists depict the different cards too, right? I always get a lot out of like comparing and contrasting the same cards in different decks.
But oops, I think we're just talking quite a while.
That's what happens when
I'm
you talk about tarot.
flying
You just
when you're talking about tarot. I just have two questions. You said you're a writer, you're a card reader, you're a tarot teacher. What is your favorite?
Oh, probably teaching tarot. I definitely get the biggest thrill out of teaching, especially like live teaching. That's probably my favorite because it's really exciting to see people. It's exciting to see how people use tarot in their own lives and to see people like make breakthroughs in their tarot studies. And it's really exciting to me when I see people start to get like a personal connection with the cards where they can like kind of have a dialogue with the cards, and they can enter the cards and go on a bit of a journey with the cards and get all kinds of like interesting epiphanies and ideas about life just from engaging with the cards. That is just really special to me. So I would say I love teaching most of all.
Can fully understand.
Oh
What is your current favorite deck? You mentioned the deck you showed us.
yeah, this
Is
is the
this
one I'm really
your current
liking.
favorite?
Cosmic Wisdom. I'm going to say this is my current favorite. I do really like it. It's first of all, I like the way the card backs look, which I know I guess shouldn't matter, but it totally matters to me. I think they're really pretty. And it's just a really nice deck. It's very, the colors are very rich. The artwork is gorgeous, gorgeous. I love it. Ooh, the moon. Yeah, it's just really nice. And it's a very like it's a very comfortable deck. Like I just can instantly read it. I don't feel like I have to get used to it or anything. I just really love
Great.
it.
Would it be okay for you to draw a card for us and to interpret it as the final question?
Yes, for sure. Okay. So you're gonna ask a question, or you just want me to
No,
draw a card?
just the impulseful, the people, whenever they see this video or listen to this audio.
Okay, so like a general reading. What do you need to know? What card wants to show itself to us? All right. Okay, so the card we got is Four of Cups. All right. So Four of Cups, I think of this as being like the like a boredom card. Like it will come up when you're feeling kind of bored. You're maybe a little bit complacent in your life. You're just a little bit bored. Maybe there's different opportunities and options that are being presented to you, and they're none of them are really exciting. None of them really feel that interesting. You know, you look at your calendar and you're like, okay, I've got this coming up, I've got that coming up. Like, is this it? Is there more to life? That feeling of like, there's got to be more to life than just the routine, just this stuff. And I think sometimes it happens when we're going through a little bit of a mini life crisis where it feels like the things that everyone has told us are going to be rewarding and worthwhile and important just don't feel that rewarding, worthwhile, or important to us in the moment. And so when Four of Cups comes up, it also shows like you want to feel a certain way. You want to feel emotionally fulfilled and emotionally connected, and you just aren't. There's no feeling. It's that feeling of like feeling kind of emotionally frozen or numb, and things are just kind of stagnant and they're just not moving in the way that you want them to, or not moving at all. And so the woman on this card is sitting cross-legged. And she is contemplating. She's sitting in like a contemplative kind of posture. And so I feel like the Four of Cups is an invitation for you to sit and contemplate, especially if you're feeling unenthused about things or you're just not feeling a lot. It's like the emotion just isn't there. You're feeling kind of stagnant and not excited about anything. And it's asking you to maybe contemplate a little bit. Is there a change that you need to make? Do you need to shift your priorities? Is there an action that you need to take or not take? And really kind of contemplating kind of where you're at. To me, this can come up if we don't really have our priorities straight. Like we think something is important and we put a lot of time and energy into it, and then we get the results and it's like, oh, that's actually not what I wanted. And so you kind of have to go back to the drawing board and like figure things out. So that's what I get with the Four of Cups. That maybe wasn't a super clear message, but if you're not feeling excited about life, there's a reason. You want to give yourself that time and space to contemplate it.
Great. If
Yeah.
someone wants would like to get in touch with you, where can I find you?
Yeah, so I have a website, dailytarotgirl.com, and I'm also on YouTube, so I'm Daily Tarot Girl on YouTube. I do weekly videos, and I'm also on Facebook, Daily Tarot Girl on Facebook, but the best way to get in touch with me would be through my website.
Great. I will put the link in the show notes so it will be quite
Wonderful.
easy to get in touch with you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me on and for asking me questions and giving me the opportunity to chat with you about tarot. It's such a pleasure.
Thank you so much for being here. It was a pleasure and an honor to have you in my show, and all the best. And I think we will stay in touch.
Yes, for sure. Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Kate. And yeah, we will see or hear each other in the next Tarot Talk. Bye
That
bye.
sounds great. Bye-bye.
Wenn dir die Episode gefallen hat, dann freue ich mich über deine positive Bewertung. Online findest du mich unter ivanatrobeck.com und auf Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, YouTube oder TikTok unter meinem Namen. Schau doch mal vorbei, ich freue mich auf dich. Bis zum nächsten Mal, deine Ivana.